You're listening to Shake the Shack here, 90.3 FM, KEXP Seattle. I'm the doctor, the proctologist of rock and roll, Dr. Leon Berman. Glad to be here and glad to be shaking the shack for you on a Friday evening. We got a very special treat tonight. Back in the early 80s, I was mesmerized by a sound that changed my musical and everyday normal life. And that sound was a conglomeration of blues, country, rock and roll, and it grabbed my uvula and kind of turned me into a rockabilly roots musical nut. And one fateful evening in Seattle, I stepped up the stairs to the Hippodrome and witnessed a band kick absolute ass on stage and take no names whatsoever. I was hooked that night, and I still have the Blasters sleeveless T-shirt that I bought that night, and my eardrums still have never recovered from that night. The T-shirt's vacuum sealed in one of my space bags now, and I never thought that someday these guys would be here live on Shake the Shack. Tonight I'm joined here live in the studio here at KEXP with some very special guests. Ladies and gentlemen, the Blasters.
Hello. Hello, Seattle. SeaTac.
Let's play some
music.
Very
high praise, no doubt.
That comes from my heart. There we go. So it was a great show.
From your art or from your heart?
Other places also. So let's go.
So what is your proctology dug up this evening?
It is dug up. It is a...
what is your speculum? It's speculating on.
Another conglomeration of great music, and it's going to happen right in this room. And you are going to be the master of ceremonies, Mr. Phil Alvin.
Okay, well, that was a bad assignment. That was nonetheless... you know, we like to stay contemporary, so this goes out. You know, that's what we try to do. This goes out to all frictionally unemployed lovers.
All right, Bill, go ahead, count it.
One, two, three.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're listening to the Blasters live here at KEXP, back here in the Leopard Lounge. I love to call it that because of the couch, and it's kind of a cool thing to have you guys here playing live. It's very special.
The polyester leopard.
Yeah, you got to, you know, it looked good. I would like a sport coat made of that, actually, but they won't let me cut the couch up. You know, the morphing of the Blasters has been one of wonder. Every time you come to Seattle or any city that you play in, the fans always ask, who's playing? And what will they bring to the stage this time? It's been a different show every time, but it's always the same.
Refusing to fight against that, which I cannot fight against. I'm going to answer it this way.
Okay.
For a long time, just like this is the late 60s, every now and then, for a longer time with a particular one, but the best players that I could find and get together and play, and it's frequently called the Blasters. That's what the Blasters is. But Keith Wyatt is the guitar player, has been in the band for 16 years pretty consistently, but my brother could play guitar. James Infeld could play guitar, even Smokey Hormel. Bill Bateman's on drums.
He's been with you for a while.
Yes. Johnny and I were together the longest.
What was the earliest roots of the Blasters that you can record, you know, call the Blasters?
Well, we called it the Blasters when we backed up Joe Turner and took the Blues Blasters off. But, yeah, probably in the early 70s, late 60s, Johnny and I decided to form a band, like when we were 14, like 68 or 69, something like that. And we did. And then so many people, Gene Taylor, I mean, played with a lot of great people. Lee Allen came in, Tebow Walker, we became Joe Turner's backup band. And then the Sex Pistols came out, and then my brother got in the band, a lot of great songs. And then my brother got out of the band, and then, then he got back in the band, then he got back out of the band.
So it
continual
morph.
Musica. It is a collective thing that we do together.
It is great. Can you name a couple of your musical influences?
Well, I can name them all.
Just a couple.
I have to point to Jackie Wilson, even though I'm a little hoarse tonight. Jimmy Ricks of the Ravens. I'm pointing to some Big Maybelle. Some people that don't get pointed at that I listen to a lot. But Big Joe Turner and T-Bone Walker influenced me as friends in my perspective on music, and probably have been influenced more by them, if not in direct style.
That's pretty powerful there to bring it into what you do now, and it all fits.
Well, sure it does. I mean, well, you know, even when you say country, you know, what country are they talking about? All those it's not like they have the names right now, then somebody said it's American music. No, it was always American music. They put a bunch of names on it, and then, you know, you can get them off, take them away.
If someone never heard you before, how would you describe your music?
Musica Americana Troubadoro.
There we go. So let's play some of that Musica Americana Troubadoro.
In these hard times, a lot of my friends know I'm on the road right now, and they are at my house stealing stuff as we speak.
I can't sell my mama short on loving me. Maybe that's why she let me go so far. Mama always stopped me short of stealing. Maybe that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever made. When I pulled into Seattle, stole the tags, and almost had a gas. I needed a little money, make me holler how to get it. Neon lights were calling. See, I just had to get downtown. So I reached into the glove compartment. Another liquor store went down. And I cried, precious memories take me back to the good old days. I wanna hear my mama singing. Rock me just left for me. She tried. say how I tried to resist. But the ages pulled them tighter till that metal bit my wrist. They took my belt and my billfold, fingerprints and a profile of my face.
Blasters playing live tonight down at the Tractor, also with the Memphis Radio Kings. Are also going to be playing tonight with the Blasters. They're playing live right now here at KEXP 90.3 FM and live on the web at KEXP.org. And let's keep it rolling as you're rolling up the sleeves.
Here is a little the music where you ask the musical question. Under what conditions can I beat her?
All right, ready? Bipolar lover. One, two, three, four, one.
Last night while I lay sleeping, a cool breeze came a creeping, blowing honeysuckle sent up to my room. When I was warmed from above by the breath of my love, smelling sweet in me, let that bloom. Her hand cradled my head while the other gripped tightly the knife she brought to the bed where we lay. Said her sight had just told her she's probably bipolar, and she hopes this don't go the wrong way. She said her sight had just told her she's probably bipolar. Sometimes it's hard to tell the wrong from the right. And now she's out on a mission, 'cause she that I cheated on her last night. And if it's true, how could I do it? And if it's not, then we'd get through it. But either way, she saw trouble on deck. Always talking, always faster, from disaster to disaster. I felt that cold steel tighten up on my neck. Let me go first. this all would be over when I could answer her questions while I keep my mouth shut. I rolled quickly to save my life, fighting her for the knife. With my right hand, I smashed her, and to her right she fell. I stuck the knife in the wall before she finished her fall. Then she called the police on herself. Now I'm downtown in this jail. No money, go my bail. Wonder just how the jury's gonna vote. Although I might be a cheater, does the law let me beat her when she's holding a knife to my throat? Although I might be a cheater, does the law let me beat her when she's holding a knife to my throat? She's holding the knife on me. I hope I don't have to serve 1 to 3. Won't someone please have mercy on me?
The Blasters live here at KEXP on Shake the Shack. Was that a true story or just something?
That is a pretty close to true story. Let's say all magnets, except, of course, for the ceramic monopoles, are bipolar.
There
but
we go.
I seem to be a bipolar magnet myself.
There we go. You have so many songs you put on albums and tapes and everything and perform live all around the world, but you still have standard Blaster songs that the fans always want to hear. I was wondering, what is your all-time Blasters favorite tune to play and sing?
Nomine Patri et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, the next Blaster song I hear. What else can I say? I got to do it.
You got to do it?
Right. There are certainly... I couldn't answer that unless it was more specific. Like, which one made the most money? Which one's going to lose the most money? Which one? The next one.
The next one?
The next one.
Let's hear it.
Or its Spanish translation.
Is you ready?
Échale, échale. Maria, Maria.
Maria, Maria. Campos, favor ven conmigo al centro por lucir brillante María Martí. Digo, linda sola, no entiendes, quiero ser tu hombre de amor. María María, bajo el sol atrás del elote, escureció la noche. Hay que hacerte caro y tu padre dice, me tengo que ir, María María. Digo, linda cita, que no entiende, quiero ser tu hombre de amor. María María, tocando guitarra, atrás de porche, dijo en el caro, mientras cantas, estoy triste, María María. We'll be right back.
Blasters playing live tonight down at the Tractor. They're going to have the Memphis Radio Kings playing along with them. We want to thank you very, very much for
Leon for having
rushing
us,
rushing over here after the flight up.
Well, he's used to the bum's rush.
Yeah, that's great. We'll see you tonight down
right.
there. Thank
you
very much. And you've been listening to KEXP Seattle. We're shaking the shack.